Welcome to Gibson Elementary, home of the geckos. Even though it's early, the halls are buzzing with kids eager to start the school day. Standing in a rush of youthful enthusiasm, it's easy to forget about the bruising recession that has left so many families living on the margins. The school is part of the Riverview Garden School District in North St. Louis County, and like so many across the country, it's hustling to keep up with a surge in the number of homeless students. Michelle Schumpert is the district's homeless coordinator, and in the face of having more and more kids with no stable place to call home, she says her response hinged on reinforcing a simple but what she says can be very powerful change. They would stop calling kids homeless and start referring to them as being, quote, in transition.
Families are doubled up with other family members and friends. It just doesn't look the same as it used to look. So with that and change in times, we needed to change the verbiage also.
Here's why this is so important. First, she says labeling a kid as homeless can make them feel like they don't have a future.
So if we pose that there is hope and that there is light at the end of the tunnel, then they feel that they have something to look forward to.
And she says many families who don't have a stable home end up hopping from couch to couch, staying with friends and relatives.
A lot of families don't see themselves as homeless.
But some may find it easier to think of themselves as being in transition. And that makes it easier for people like Schumpert to identify students and families in need and connect them with a whole range of services. And once established, maintaining a steady connection with a student and family is absolutely critical. Deidre Thomas-Murray is the homeless coordinator for St. Louis Public Schools.
Mom requested testing be done for her son, who has a hearing challenge. And she also requested academic testing. Then when we attempt to locate mom, there's no follow-through. Because the families are highly mobile, it makes it almost utterly impossible to provide services that are needed.
On top of meeting the educational needs of students, districts can be faced with an added financial strain. Under federal law, students who lose their home have the right to continue attending their original school, even if their family finds temporary shelter outside a district's boundaries. For St. Louis Public Schools, where around 3,500 kids don't have a permanent home, getting them to school is expensive. The district spends close to $2 million a year on special transportation for those students. Further complicating the issue is that these kinds of added expenses often fall on districts that have been hit hard by the economic downturn. This takes us back to Gibson Elementary, where all those kids are so excited to start the school day. The Riverview Gardens School District has been hammered by the recession. With more kids coming to her office for help, Michelle Schumpert started hanging posters anywhere she could, grocery stores, laundromats, you name it, advertising the services the district could provide. And despite the tough times, something else started to happen. From food to clothing, community members started filling in the gaps.
As long as we're forthright and open and let them know what's going on and what we're faced with as a district, then the community has been very receptive.
At every level, national, state, local, experts will all say the same thing. A big part of meeting this challenge is to talk about it and face it as a community. Schumpert says steadily lifting the stigma attached to homelessness has helped her connect struggling families with resources that can help them get back on their feet. Even though the problem is persistent, for the first time in a while, the number of students without stable housing is on the decline in the Riverview Gardens School District. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.